Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On third and goal from the 17, Newton backs up, fires end zone, one-handed grab. Are you serious for the touchdown, Greg Olsen? He just went out Odell Beckham style and speared it at the tee in Panthers.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Mick Mixon on the Panthers radio network. Cam Newton owning nearly every major Panthers passing record, but he is with the New England Patriots now and has a second chance to make a new impression post-injuries. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome former NFL offensive lineman, current media star, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, as well as a star of his own YouTube channel, Ross Tucker, joining us. Good morning, friend. How are you?
Amy, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So you have been busy with your podcast talking about this piece of news that broke Sunday evening in the NFL. What do you think about the marriage between the Patriots and Cam Newton?
Well, I think I'm as fascinated as anybody to see how Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick use him. You know, he doesn't have a skill set that's really suited for what they've been doing with Tom Brady most of the last 20 years. I think Cam's at his best when he's throwing the ball down the field, middle of the field, deep dig routes. He's obviously the best power runner at that position we've ever seen. But that's also not the skill set of guys like Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer. So I think it'll be really interesting early in training camp to see how much stuff they put in the game plan, or at least they put in to the offense that's Cam specific versus what they have been doing. Because you'd like to think that if Cam's going to be the starter, the offense will look a lot different than it would be if Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer were the starters. And I guess that's the other takeaway I had, Amy, that a lot of people were giving me flack for on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. I do not think that it is a mortal lock that Cam Newton is going to be the starter. I think he will be. I don't know if it's 75% chance or 90 or whatever. I think Cam probably will be the starter. But there's a lot of factors in play. I mean, you know, he's coming off of multiple surgeries, hasn't played well since the first half of the 2018 season.
Right.
And Stidham's been there a year already. And you know that the Patriots don't ever look at things as just a one-year deal. I mean, they look at things for years in advance. And in that sense, they'd really be better off if Stidham wins the job, right? I mean, they have Stidham under contract, cheap for years to come. So they'd really be better off if somehow Stidham played really well. And there's a lot of history of guys going to the Patriots with big names a little bit later in their careers, and it's just not working out as they thought. I mean, Joey Galloway and Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne, John Lynch, Albert Haynesworth. There's a lot of situations like that. And now with Cam, you know, the most notable one maybe is Tom Brady beating out Drew Bledsoe, who at the time was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. So we'll see. I think Cam wins the job. And if he's totally healthy, I'd be surprised if he didn't. But I also think if you've been paying attention to New England over the last 20 years, I don't think you can say it's a done deal.
But you also know about Belichick, Ross, that he likes guys who are versatile, who can present a lot of different talents, a varied skill set, who he can use in different situations. And Cam, again, if he's healthy, that's always the caveat, brings the size, the strength, and the power, not to mention the wisdom and the experience that Belichick could use. Belichick can adjust, but Cam Newton brings this unique skill set that not very many quarterbacks have.
Well, nobody's ever had it. I mean, I can't think of anyone that's ever been able. I don't know, Amy, if you've ever seen him in person. The guy is a giant.
Huge, yes.
I mean,
it's huge.
I remember seeing him at the Super Bowl with the Cowboys down in Dallas with the Steelers and the Packers. I was at an event with my wife, and Cam walked in. And first of all, my wife commented on how nice his skin was. That was great. he is humongous. It's unbelievable. I mean, he is legitimately a bigger human being than a lot of tight ends and defensive ends. It really takes your breath away just to see how big he really is at that position. So I don't think we've ever seen anybody with his skill set, and that's why everyone's so intrigued to see what he does in New England. The only thing I would say is, you know, about the if he's healthy and all that, you know, Carolina had him under contract.
Mm-hmm.
And Carolina had him under contract for $18 million, which is very reasonable, especially when you consider they're giving Teddy Bridgewater $20 million. And they elected to move on from him. They elected to cut Cam Newton. And Ron Rivera wasn't exactly beating down the door in Washington to give the Redskins an additional option at quarterback or to bring Cam Newton in. So the caveat of it healthy is always there. But those are the two things that kind of make me wonder, like, Carolina cut him. Ron Rivera didn't really want him. That makes me wonder a little bit. And I also say this about the health part of it. You know, when you're inside the white lines in the NFL, nobody cares.
Mm.
Like, nobody cares what's bothering you. Nobody cares what your ailment is. And I just say that because as good as he was the first half of the 2018 season, how he performed in the second half and how he performed last year until the foot, like, that counts. I mean, when you're inside the white line, there's a lot of guys out there that are playing with something, playing through something.
Sure.
How you perform, when you say, I'm okay, I'm good enough to be inside those white lines, how you perform matters.
Ross Tucker has his own YouTube channel, and you can find him youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, a former NFL offensive lineman, now a great talker. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The NFLPA has put this memo out and is trying to cover all the bases with agents. Tell your players all the risks, inform them so they can make the right decision for them. Ross, if you were still in the NFL, what would you need to hear? What would you need to know for you to say the risk is worth it for me?
Well, I think I would have to have a real good understanding of my personal health background. You know, and if I have any of the risk factors that are out there, and then also what my living situation is. You know, do my parents live with me, as is the case with some of these guys? Now, for me personally, I didn't have the risk factors. I didn't have my parents living with me. And, you know, I played for 7 years, but that was age 22 to age 29, right? So I would not have personally been overly concerned, but I totally respect any guys that are. And I think everyone should have the ability to opt out of this season if they so choose and have their contract toll until the 2021 season. Now, I don't think that they should get paid to not play, because if that's the case, then why would anybody play? I mean, if you can sit home and not subject yourself to not only the coronavirus risk, but the wear and tear on your joints, the risk of orthopedic injuries. I don't know why you would play if you can get paid to sit at home. So I don't think they can pay the guys to opt out, but you should be able to opt out if that's what you think is best for you and your family. I don't envision many guys doing that. I think most guys would probably be more like I was, which is A, you're in your 20s and then you're in great shape, and B, you're probably more concerned about the very real risk of, you know, hurting your back, your neck, your shoulders, your knees. You know, when I would pray before a game, Amy, I would pray that I didn't suffer a serious injury that affected the rest of my life. And so that's more of a concern every time you take the football field than, in my mind at least, I would have had over the coronavirus.
We know that the NFL, the average career is, what, 3.4 years, something like that. It's not more than 4 years, and it's not for long. That's what a lot of people will tell you that those three letters stand for. Now, you think there are a lot of guys that would be fearful of opting out because they might not get another chance?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't see very many guys opting out. I mean, I think maybe – if you are a star player, you know, I know Malcolm Jenkins had some comments on CNN, and perhaps if you're like in year 13 of your career and you've made $60 million, I think that there's a chance that there might be a couple guys like that will opt out. But you're talking about life-altering money for a lot of these guys, and you're talking about an opportunity that is a very, very short window to make that life-altering money. And I just don't think you're going to get very many guys that are going to opt out of that opportunity for them and their families. I think that's two areas that make football a lot different than like baseball or the NBA. Number one is the careers are much shorter. And number two, just the nature of playing professional football, you're taking a lot of risks every time you go out there anyway. You know, you're very cognizant of the risks that you're taking. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't think that many guys are going to think the risk of getting the coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever, is greater than the risk they're already taking in terms of serious orthopedic injuries, even just the CTE and the brain stuff, Amy, right, every time you take the field.
Knowing what you know about how the NFL operates and what we've seen so far with other sports, how optimistic are you that the NFL season actually takes place?
Well, they're going to start it. They're going to try it, I would imagine. Although the way things are going in a number of states right now, which is extremely disappointing. It's infuriating, to be honest with you, that more people don't wear a mask, that more people don't take some of the simple precautions that can be taken to really make a difference. It's scary. And it's scary on a lot of levels because, number one, I think there's a very real chance that there's no college football, and even the NFL, perhaps the season gets shortened if the outbreaks continue or there's outbreaks within teams. And not that this is a primary concern of a lot of people listening, but the amount of jobs in the media and the amount of media companies that need the football season to survive, I'm just not sure people realize how much of a negative impact it could have on a lot of people if there's no football season. But unfortunately, it does not appear as if people are or were willing to make the sacrifices over the last month or so to keep this thing under control.
Yeah, it's a part of living in a free country, right? You get to make your choices, but our country protects both what we would see as maybe good and then also bad choices too. You can find Ross on Twitter at RossTuckerNFL. I'm going to remain optimistic because I have to. It would be no fun to do my job if I couldn't be optimistic about something. Also, check out his YouTube channel. Good stuff there too. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. It's always great to talk to you. Thanks for a couple of minutes this morning, Ross.
Of course, Amy. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.